today's episode is just a little message that I wanted to share with you that's weighing on my heart, and I just wanted to check up on you and make sure that you're okay, because I know you seem strong, like everything's okay on the outside, but on the inside, I feel like you are suffering in silence, and I want you to know that it doesn't go unnoticed, and that you're doing a great job, you're doing the best that you can, and I just wanted to share that with you, and I hope this message helps you in some way to know that you're not alone. You've never been alone, and it's okay. It's okay to not be okay, but it's okay to ask for help. Hello, my friend. How are you today? I just wanted to check up on you and let you know that I've been thinking about you so much. I pray about you and your life, and your family and your friends all the time, whether you realize it or not. And I've noticed that you are so strong and you are so resilient, and you just keep showing up and you keep being yourself no matter what. And you are so strong, and a lot of people realize that maybe they need your help or your guidance or your comfort or your nurturing. And sometimes it's a little bit too much sometimes for you, because so many people are pulling at you, and you need to replenish your own energy, and you feel like you can't because you're giving so much of yourself to everything and everybody and trying to keep everything straight and trying to keep your head above water, and you make it look so easy. You are so strong. I can't believe what you do and accomplish in one day, mentally, emotionally, physically, energetically, and emotionally. So sometimes people think that you got it all together and you don't need your own help. And so you suffer in silence. And I want you to know that I see it. I see it written in your heart, in your face, and your energy. And I feel it. And I just want you to know that it doesn't go unnoticed. All the wonderful things that you do for everyone. And you put everybody above yourself and ahead of you. And it's not a people pleaser thing. There's a lot of chaos and a lot of things going on in your life that need your attention, because obviously some people are either not mentally, emotionally, physically able to do it themselves, you know, because of their age or whatever is happening in their life. So you're stepping up to the plate, and I commend you for that, and I think it's beautiful and wonderful. But I don't want you to forget about yourself, and I don't want you to think that I don't notice that you are doing this, and that you have these moments that you're like, what is happening? How did I get here? Can anybody help me? What about me? What about my feelings? What about my energy? What about my happiness? And I know there's things like people say, this too shall pass, right? But right now it's not passing. Right now you're right smack in the middle of it. But please don't give up. Don't give up on yourself, you know, because there are times that we might need or you might need help. And right now you are the strong one. I'm not saying give everything. I'm just saying to keep yourself sane, to keep yourself nurtured, to keep yourself strong. Make sure you're doing your own working out, and that you're drinking and eating things that give you energy and make you feel better, not make you feel worse, and that you're keeping yourself a priority too, in order to navigate what's going on around you. And when it's not around you, give yourself space to do something that you like to do. Make time for something that makes you happy. Even if it's just reading a book or going for a walk or going for a run or going to meditate or stretch or have coffee with a friend or walk your dog or spend time with your kids. I'm not really sure what brings you joy at this time, because it feels like the chaos and the drama and the toxicity is so thick that you know, eat, sleep, live it, and it's thick and it's bad. But give yourself permission to let go and release energetically. Give yourself permission. Just tell yourself, I release anything that is not mine, because you become a dumping ground. The people don't mean it. They're just going through it right now. They're so into it. They're self-absorbed, and you know, perhaps they're having hormonal issues or chemical imbalances, or are depressed and need like legit psychiatrists or doctors to check them out psychologically or physiologically or something else. They might need some kind of extra help that you can't provide for them, but you're trying to be everything, the expert, the caring person, the nurturer, but sometimes you need help, and sometimes they need a different kind of help that you can't provide. So remember that too. Try to get yourself help to help them, you know, give yourself a little reprieve, give yourself a little bit time. But even if you can't help it because you have to be there and show up because you have to be the responsible one, or you're the one, the only one that could help at this moment, at this time, still give yourself your own time and don't get sucked into it. Remember, you're only one person and you can only do so much. But try to stay grounded. Tell yourself, I am grounded in this moment. Again, take care of your body, your mind. If you can't handle something, get someone else to handle it. If you can, delegate. If you're not an expert in a certain area that they need, try to get them that help. And if that still doesn't work because they're going through it and they're stubborn, just remember to breathe. Remember to tune into a higher power, your God, Jesus, the angels. Give it up. Surrender. Say, I can't do this. I don't know how to do this. Please send me the help. Please send me the guidance. Please send me the clarity. Please send me the resources. Please send me the people that I need to get me through this, or that this person needs. Put it into a prayer. Put it into a surrender. Give it to a higher power. Please help me. I can't do this. I don't know how to do this. God, please help me. Please get them the help, the resources. Help them see it in a way or hear it from someone else, so that they get the help that they need that I can't provide. And just keep doing that. Keep giving it up to a higher power. Do what you can when you can. Don't beat yourself up. Don't feel guilty if you can't. You might not have the skills. You might not have the experience. You might have that. Might not have the frame of reference. Or you might just be so over it that you're not. You're just reacting and getting so sucked up in the emotions or in the fighting or the pull or the sadness or the toxicity that you're not giving yourself good advice, or you're not giving the person good advice. So remember, just try to remove yourself from the situation. Go within, ask God or what your higher power for help for you, for the person, for the situation. Don't feel bad and don't feel guilty if you don't know how to navigate this. Be gentle with yourself. Please be gentle with your energy. Please be gentle with the words and what you say to yourself because of the situation around you that might be out of your control, out of your, you know, your abilities to control. So just don't lose yourself. Stay centered, stay aligned, stay grounded. Ask for help from somebody else that might be a little bit more experienced in the situation. Or go within and ask someone like God to help you, to guide you, to send the resources. And be open to receive when it comes. Be open to the help. And just take care of yourself. breathe, try to find the humor, the laughter in it all. And again, energetically give yourself permission. I release anything that no longer serves me. I cut any cords regarding the situation that are draining my energy. You know, send that person or that situation love from your heart. Ask to your energy. I call back all my energy that I've been given away. I allow my energy to come back to me, and I release any energy that's not mine, any toxicity, any drama, any guilt, any shame. I release it. I let it go. I send it up to God. I give it up to the universe, or I send it to the earth to be recycled. But don't take on the energy and all the responsibility of the people or the things that you cannot change or you cannot shift. All you could do is your best. Try to show up as you, as the best person you could be at this moment. And you might not have any energy, you might not have any more to give. And that's okay, but give it to yourself. Take a few breaths and just invite right now. Invite, take a few deep breaths. I invite love into my heart. I invite compassion and kindness into my heart, into my life, into my energy right now for myself. For myself, take it in. Take in the love. Take in the energy that you need. I ask to replenish my energy. I allow myself to replenish my energy. I allow myself to restore my energy, my love, my happiness, my joy. Bring it back into my heart, into my energy, into my home, into this situation. I ask God to work through me, to let my words, my energy, my actions come from a pure, loving place, not from a desperate, fearful place. Let everything I do and say come from this loving, compassionate place for myself, for the people, for the situations around me that I cannot control. Help me stay grounded. Help me stay aligned. Help me stay centered. Help me stay sane. God, help me. Send me the light, the love, the energy, the resources, the clarity to make the right decisions for the situation, for myself, for the people involved. Help guide me. Show me the way, God. Show me what to do. I am open to receive. Thank you for all my blessings, seen and unseen. For letting me be the rock and the light for this person, this situation. Thank you for getting me this far. I'm grateful. Let the rest be easy. Let the rest be effortless. Let the resources and the situation just become clear to me so I know how to navigate my next steps. But for now, I can only control my emotions myself. I can only stay present in the moment. I can't worry about shoulda, coulda, woulda, what happened, what didn't happen, what's gonna happen. I can only focus on the present moment. And in this present moment, I am doing my best. In this present moment, I am being myself. In this present moment, I am giving what I can without guilt, without shame, without expectation. And I'm grateful for my energy, for my mind, for my heart that is helping me get through every day, every step, every situation. I thank my body, I thank my mind, I thank my heart, I thank you, God, for allowing me to be here and stay grounded and stay centered and help when I can, how I can, with your guidance and grace. Thank you.